Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
I would even like to say, where are all the mentors?
It's possible. The realm of possibility exists in each of you. You can surprise us.
Can you do this for me? Every single game, can you do this?
Coach, yes, I'll do it for you.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, I am convinced that mentoring makes all the difference in the life of a young person. You show me a person who has achieved any level of success in life, and I'll show you a man or a woman who had a good mentor during those formative years. At the same time, however, it's not always easy to find a good mentor. Well, that's why we're going to spend the next half hour talking about some practical ways for finding the kind of mentor who will bring out the leadership qualities in your kids as well as in your own life. Leaders are born where mentors are found. That's our topic today. Dr. John Wallace, the president of Azusa Pacific University, is our guest today on this very special edition of Homeward. And it starts right now.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. We should be recording this in the office of the president of Azusa Pacific University, but he has graciously left his presidential palace and walked down a few blocks here on campus to join us here in the studio. I'm talking about Dr. John Wallace and having a good time with his credentials, of course. Dr. Wallace is the president of Azusa Pacific University. He's also a former board member here at Homeward, and he's one of Jim Burns' best friends. And so you are about to hear a treat that we really love every time Dr. Wallace stops by. We're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about mentoring, why that's so important for your kids. Can't think of two better guys to have this conversation than Dr. Jim Burns and Dr. John Wallace. Here's part one.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, Dr. John Wallace with us, one of my favorite people in the entire universe. We're talking about leaders are born where mentors are found. Important for us as parents, important for our kids. I can't think of a better person to speak to this than my good friend John Wallace. He's the president of Azusa Pacific University, a great school, respected educator. John and his wife, Gail, live in Southern California. They've got three children, David, Matt, and Katie, three of my favorite friends as well. David is married to Andrea. It's great to have you back in the studio, John.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
You say that one of the most important qualities that a leader can possess, and I've heard you say this numerous times, is accountability. Talk about what led you to that belief that accountability is so key.
Well, first of all, I think it's a biblical principle. I think Paul and Timothy and any picture you see in Scripture where a leader mentors a younger up-and-coming leader slash shepherd is a great reminder that it is for each of us an important piece. Accountability is basically that process that says, look, I recognize that my sinful nature can cause me to build a secret life. And that secret life, if exposed, can blow up. I mean, how many times have we experienced that, right? And accountability simply says, I agree to live transparent and responsible, and somebody else will know what those patterns of sin are that I struggle with. And in doing that, they take the air out of the balloon of a secret life.
Now, but that's a hard thing to do, as you well know. You know, so many people, even when they're in an accountability relationship, they want to talk about sports, us guys especially, they want to talk about sports and they want to talk about politics and things like that. But it's tough to open up your heart and your life to someone because you want them to think of you as a good together person, even though we all know that we're sinners.
Right.
How do you get to a place where you feel comfortable talking about, you open it up by talking about, sin bent. My goodness. How do you get to a place where you can do that with somebody and feel comfortable?
Well, and especially how do you do that out of a faith community where if you grew up in a faith community from a small child on up, it's really frowned on. That's, you're kind of punished if you do bad things. Honestly, Jim, I think it starts at a place where you feel acceptance and safety. And you're right, it is probably more challenging for men. But I think what little successes make all the difference. When I have been a part of accountability relationships where I crack the door and expose that place, I feel so much better. And what I discover over the long run is that my big fear of exposure is really my fear. nobody yet has taken out a billboard ad and put on the freeway my sins. Those guys have been really, you know, they've held that stuff with safety and accountability. And the best way to go down that road is to find someone who will agree to do that with you. And by the way, I believe this is a same-sex accountability. That's kind of my model. And sometimes you got to ask more than one person. When I first got into this, I asked two or three guys before I finally found someone who said, yeah, I'll do that with you.
Yeah. Now, I would say every person listening would say, I would love to have a mentor. And part of having a mentor is being more open and transparent and having them do somewhat accountability. Sometimes a mentor can just teach you things and not necessarily do life with you or whatever. But when we think about having a mentor, whether it be in our parenting or in our job or in relationship, marriage, you know, you could have so many different types of mentors. How do you find a mentor?
Boy, there's the million-dollar question, yeah. Isn't it? I would even like to say, where are all the mentors? Mm-hmm. At Azusa Pacific, we have this program called Heart to Heart that was established by Gladys Wilson, actually the mother of a friend of ours, Ron.
That's right.
And Gladys is now, I think, early 80s and has done this program for almost 20 years. Remarkable. And she needed mentors. And so she went to the local churches and asked women. It's a program for undergrad women. She asked women in the local churches, would they mentor these young women at APU? And most were really intimidated by that. Sure. Said, what can I do as a mentor? And Gladys said, look, all I want you to do is have a cup of coffee once a week. You don't have to have all the answers.
Right.
All these students want to ask you is, how do you do life? And you don't have to do it perfectly. You just have to agree to sit down and say, let's talk about who you are and who I am. And maybe in the middle, there's some common ground that'll make sense to both of us.
Do you seek out someone and do you immediately say, will you be my mentor? Or do you just sort of start doing life and then it sort of happens?
Yeah, you know, when I talk to college students about finding a mentor, I tell them not to do that. I say, look, if you know, if you're trying to see if you can get close to someone and they have the margin to give you, I don't know, a morning a month or, you know, an hour a month, you don't walk in and say, look, I'm looking for somebody to pour into my life. Could you? Because everybody we go after is full and busy. See if you can meet with them and just say, look, I'd like to get to know you a little bit. And here's what I'm interested in. Here's what I'm reading. Here's what I'm thinking about. And just see if there's some harmony there between the two of you. And if there is, I guarantee you that mentor will find time. They'll say, boy, I can do an early breakfast. I can, you know.
Yeah, that was my experience as a young husband to Kathy and no kids yet. I can remember there was a gentleman named John, actually. And I really wanted to spend some time with him, but he was so busy. And Kathy said, just ask him for lunch. And we ended up on Wednesday, one Wednesday, going out to lunch. And he said, why don't we get together next Wednesday? We did that for 3 years. Mm. He ended up moving. But that was a phenomenal experience for me. And I don't think until about year two, he realized he was mentoring me. But every week I would come with maybe five questions or, you know, I'd say, what would you do in this case? What did you and Barb do?
You bet.
You know, it really became a neat thing. But what I hear you saying is we can ease into that. And literally, as a mom or a dad, we can probably find somebody, not perfect, but find somebody maybe in our church or someone within our faith community. We can find somebody who might be willing to do that. But we don't start out saying, mentor me and let's start a big relationship here.
Right. And, you know, affinity probably forms more softball teams and small groups than just about anything else.
Right.
So why not have those conversations and see if there's some connection that would encourage both of you to continue
meeting. Right. No, good input. Now, as the president of Azusa Pacific University, you have a practice that you use during the interview process at your school for those who are looking for a job. I want you to talk about how that process tells you whether or not the person has a high level of accountability in their lives and maybe even has a mentoring relationship. What do you do?
Okay. So you have to understand that at Azusa Pacific, because we're a Christ-centered community and we hold accountability and transparency really high, I interview every final faculty member. It's a wonderful thing. I love doing that. That is not a burden for me. And in that interview, towards the end, I'll say, okay, look, I'm going to ask you some questions. I ask everybody. And I'll say, tell me who knows you very well. And typically they'll say, you know, my spouse, if they're married, and somebody connected to the church. And I love it if they say, and I'm in this group. Or I have this person who I've known since college and we talk. And then I'll say, okay, so they know the stuff in your life that if it was exposed, it'd be embarrassing. And they hold you accountable for that. Sure, you bet. And we go down that road. The final question is, if you come to Azusa, especially if that means traveling from outside the area, so they may actually lose the geographic connection with that accountability, I say, are you willing to reestablish that kind of relationship, so that while you're at Azusa, you can model what it means to live a transparent and accountable life. Because I think that is so important for young adults to see.
Right. You know, it's interesting because I have such respect for you as a leader, and I know that you do that. And I think it's so important for all of us to hear that. And we are leaders, no matter what we're doing. If we are a mom, we are leading, you know, our kids. If we are a dad, we are leading our kids and our spouses, leading each other, and also in work and things like that. And, you know, sometimes we don't think enough about being leaders and finding mentors and finding accountability, key issues in our walk with God. Roger, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Dr. John Wallace with us. Leaders are born when mentors are found, and we're going to need some accountability on that, too. We'll talk more on a personal level between you and me here when we come right back.
One of the things that we appreciate so much about this Homeward broadcast, of course, our partnership with Azusa Pacific University, but that partnership, really at the core of it, is the friendship that Dr. Jim Burns shares with Dr. John Wallace, Dr. Wallace being the president of Azusa Pacific University and Dr. Jim Burns the president of Homeward. Today here on the Homeward broadcast, we're talking about leaders and leadership, and of course, we highly recommend Azusa Pacific University's programs, not just because the Homeward Center's here, but because of the leadership that's at the president's office all the way on down, top to bottom. If you are concerned about issues like integrity and authenticity and you want your kids to be leaders, they're going to get excellent leadership training at Azusa Pacific University. If you want to learn more about the school, you can go to apu.edu, go to the new Homeward site. We just recently updated it. You'll find a nice link there to the Azusa Pacific site as well. Not just for the graduate program in Youth and Family Ministry. Of course, we're partial to that here at Homeward. But take a virtual tour of the campus, and you can learn more about the outstanding educational opportunities at Azusa Pacific. More with Jim and John just a moment.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Al? Al? Hi.
Oh, hi, Bill. How are Debbie and the girls?
Oh, they're just fine. Say, I've been wondering if I could ask you something.
Sure, Bill. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure how to ask you this, but, well, you know how deeply I respect your marriage and the way you've raised your kids and all.
God's been very good to Margaret and me.
He sure has. So I was wondering if I could, you know, spend some time with you on a regular basis, sort of pick your brain a little bit.
Well, I'm not sure there's much left to pick, but let's plan on that, Bill. I'd be honored.
Each of us needs at least one mentor. I mean, someone you can follow as an example when it comes to, say, parenting decisions. We need mentors in parenting just like we do in the business world. I can't begin to tell you how important it has been in my own life to have the input of a mature, wise, experienced other parent. For a free copy of my brand new tip sheet called How to Find a Mentor and Then Become One, go to homeward.com. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns, Dr. John Wallace with us. Leaders are born where mentors are found. And we're actually in some ways talking about your kids, but you know what? More about you. Sometimes we like to kind of preach and meddle in your life. And I find that people have more effective marriages. They have more effective jobs. They are more effective at parenting when they have some mentors and they have some people speaking in their life and when they have some accountability. I know in my own life, I often say that my Tuesday mornings are sacred. And I meet with four other men, and it is a very special time where we bring the scripture out. We talk about scripture, but we also talk about our lives. And then also, I have said this on the air before, that my relationship with John Wallace, who we have today, is a very special relationship. And I always look forward to spending time with him on a regular basis, and I feel like he's one of the people that I could share most anything with. It's kind of an insurance policy, and that he would accept me. He might push on me, but he would give me a great amount of grace. And I've learned so much, John, from you on this in terms of being a leader, where you find mentors, where you also find accountability. Help me understand what you do, because I think in doing that, that will help our listeners understand maybe how they can build what the Bible says, where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Help us understand how you've kind of put together some of the decisions in your own life to put people together who you can talk to and spend time with.
Right. You know, maybe this is best pictured as the apprentice model. You know, 200 years ago, there was that young man who wanted to learn how to build a boat. The way you learned how to build a boat is you went and spent time with a master boat builder, right? And to become a master boat builder, you had to apprentice. And it occurred to me early on that if I was to become who God had called me to be, I needed to spend time with men who had done it well. And, you know, I can remember, Jim, some of our earliest conversations about both of us looking for those guys who could pour into us. And that has stayed with me because I think I will be an apprentice until the day I die in some area of my life.
Exactly, and we all should be.
However, I also know that now that I have gained some expertise as a master boat builder, if you will, I also need to be that to other apprentices.
Right, right.
So in my own life, I look for people who can invest in me as those master boat builders, but I also look for people like you who I can have a deep covenant friendship with and tell my secrets to.
And in that, it seems to me that a lot of times people who are in leadership like yourself, there's a little bit of vulnerability there because what if so-and-so talks? So you really have to find somebody who you feel safe with. In many ways, it's what I think I've heard you say this. It's called a life-giving friendship.
Yeah.
We have friendships, but it's a replenishing life-giving friendships. And what I hear you saying is we have to be proactive and intentional about finding those. But that takes time, doesn't it, too?
I'll use an example. You remember 2 years ago, I was laid up at home recovering from surgery with some pretty scary health news. You drove from Orange County to Glendora twice a week and sat in my bedroom, ate meals with me. I mean, it was the busiest time for Homeward at the time. You came up twice a week. I will never forget that.
Well, it was free, good Mexican food.
Sometimes it was good.
But, you know, it is interesting because, you know, if there's a season when you and I haven't spent as much time together, I still feel like it's a life-giving friendship, and I still feel like there's the relationship that I could call John, and he would stop what he was doing if there was a need, or hopefully you could call Jim and whatnot. That's the desire for so many people today. And yet I think a lot of people would have to say, you know what, I don't have that. I think today's parent, today's adult is really quite lonely because they're not willing to invest in those kind of relationships.
And yet if you were to say to them, explain to me how you get interest income off of a bank account, they could tell you in 3 seconds. But if you said to them, how do you receive from a friendship what you have invested in it? You know, my point is, if you don't invest in that friendship, that relationship, you're not going to get anything out
right.
of it.
It's true. Now, we're talking about accountability and really being open and honest and confessing to one another. And, you know, when you became the president of Azusa Pacific University, you said to your board, I'm going to work through some accountability questions. Those questions, I mean, it blew my mind that you were willing to say to the board, I'm going to talk with people about these particular accountability questions. So some people may be saying, well, fine, you guys are kind of talking all around it, but what are some of the specifics that you think provides both in terms of peer relationship as well as in mentoring and accountability? What are some of those questions that you would want to talk about that really, in some ways, helps you have, in some ways, a sense of urgency to walk with God?
Well, it's not unlike those questions I ask the faculty member. I expect them to be asked of me. So every time the board meets, I grade myself. I give myself a letter grade on these 6 questions. By the way, I'll just, for transparency, I also put your name and phone number on this so a board member can call you if they want to check whether I'm telling the truth. So the first one is, how am I doing in the practice of confession? Meaning, who do I let in who knows that my struggles result in something? Who hears that confession? And I grade myself on that. Acts of renewal is the second. What are the things that I'm a part of that renew me? What are the intentional pieces and places I go? Third is family is a priority. Fourth is evidence of personal, spiritual, and professional growth. Fifth is that thing you just mentioned, life-giving friendship. And sixth is live a balanced life. I have never given myself an A in any of those categories, but the board hears I do a paragraph on each of them, and they see the grade every time we meet.
Yeah, no, it's great. And, you know, this is an interesting Homeward broadcast because it's very different than what we typically do. But in some ways, what you're hearing, listeners, is a conversation between two very special friends talking about the incredible need for accountability. You know, we've seen leaders fall. We know leaders who have fallen. We've seen them fall in sexual sin. We've seen them fall with embezzlement. My brother Bill and I were talking the other day, and he was mentioning again and again some of the Christian leaders that he sees, you know, from kind of a distance who have fallen. Wouldn't you say that one of the key issues of their fall, besides the sin nature, is that they didn't have anybody to talk to?
You bet. Yeah. And if you are a leader, I'd also say one of the issues around that are the people who, you know, your board or the people you work with who haven't stepped up to hold you accountable. And if we don't put windows of transparency and accountability, we are probably at risk.
That is a very important characteristic to think about, that we are at risk. And I'm afraid that too many of our listeners here at Homeward are at risk because they're not willing to be leaders
who will find mentors and who will have accountability. John Wallace, thank you for being with us. Great conversation today.
Thanks for having
me. Very, very special. Roger, a very different type of a homeward, but I think very important. I want to ask you to consider something today. I want to ask you to consider to look for mentors. Now, again, you don't go up to somebody and say, will you be my mentor? But I want you to look for somebody in your church, perhaps in your place of work, perhaps a neighbor, maybe in your Bible study. And I think it should be a same-sex person, or maybe as a couple, if you had a couple who could be your mentors. But I want to challenge you that within the next month that you would make a time and you'd share a meal with them and ask them some questions. I mean, that's how it begins. And find a mentor. I also want to challenge you, if you don't have it, to have peer support. I think we need mentors, peer support, and I think we need to be mentoring. So I want to encourage you to make sure that, you know, a mentor in some ways is different than peer support. Although John is like a mentor to me, he is also a peer. We, you know, went to school together and have done life together. Our families are, you know, kind of same age and whatnot. But find peer support. Who is supporting you? Who is a replenishing relationship in your own life? If you can't come up with a couple of names, then that's not their fault. That's your fault. And again, I'm not trying to produce extra guilt today here on Homeward, but I am trying to say, find someone who can be of peer support. For example, in my own life, I'm in a small group. I'll be very honest. I chose a small group of very key people who would be speaking into my life, and it's not a time of ministry just on my part. And sometimes that's maybe you're leading a Bible study at your church, you're doing things like that, but this time, find people who can speak into your life, you can speak into to theirs, and who would be safe and who would also challenge you to be all that God wants you to be. And then I hope you're mentoring somebody. You know what? If you are over 21 years old, there is a need to be mentoring. I find in my own life, if I'm mentoring somebody, that actually that's going to hold me more accountable in that process than some other process. So again, do you have a mentor? Find one. Peer support? Is there peer support? Not just friendship, but peer support, what John called life-giving friendships. And then also, are you mentoring somebody? That's a balanced life, and that's the life of a leader, whether it be leading in your family or leading in your church, leading in your community.
Boy, that's important, Jim, because leadership does go into every different aspect of our lives, doesn't it? I mean, we think about our kids and how needed it is for them to be leaders in maybe their youth group or maybe at school or maybe even on their jobs if they're working part-time while they're going to school. But I know one of the things that we talk about, I could listen to you and John talk about this all day long. I mean, really, I know our listeners are really enjoying it too. I want to encourage them, if you want to get a copy of the audio CD, just drop us a line and Ben will be happy to burn you one. You can take care of that when you go to, just write me at roger@homeward.com and we'll take care of that. But where do you find leaders though, Jim? Where do you find the mentors? I mean, that's a question that a lot of our listeners have. How do you find mentors?
You know, I find a lot of people are like that. Not only mentor for their kids, because I think sometimes parents can be mentors, but right. Also mentors for ourselves. Mm. You know, it's kind of the self-care. One of the things I love about John, and you know he's one of my best friends and favorite people on the planet, is that he takes time to find mentors. I mean, he has some amazing people that he has spent time with, and he's the busiest guy I know, and yet he finds time to do some self-care. And I find that some of the people who do the best at mentoring are those who actually take the time to be refreshed by spending time with mentors as well. So I encourage people to do this. I had mentioned to you once, Roger, that I went away on a sabbatical a long time. Should take another one probably. And I said to people when I went, and of course I went to Hawaii, so people are saying, oh gosh, I feel sorry for
suffering
you.
For the kingdom.
But you know, our whole family went and we homeschooled our kids during that time. And I said, I'm going to sit on a rock. I'm going to listen to God. And I actually thought he would give me some grandiose ideas for the kingdom. I'm one of these kind of visionary guys, you know, look at Homeward here. Mm-hmm. And you know what I kept hearing was, mentor Doug, mentor Larry, mentor Mike, mentor your children. You and Kathy have a special time. And I kept saying, well, what more, God? But what about South Africa and Eastern Europe and the Spanish-speaking world and, you know, on and on. And I kept hearing, mentor Doug, mentor Larry, mentor Mike, mentor your children. And I think we have to look at that as a very important part of our life. And in obedience, I started doing that. And what was interesting is it enhanced my own life as well. So, you know, mentoring is key.
Yeah, it certainly is. And leaders are born where mentors are found. And you're going to find mentors at Azusa Pacific University. You as a parent can be a mentor to your kids. And one of the reasons that we encourage you to check out what we have available to you at homeward.com is so that you can do a more proactive job of mentoring your kids. Dr. Jim Burns writes about this in his book, 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family. Be proactive. Be intentional. Don't wait for your kids to say, have a crisis of character, and then say, wow, I wonder if I could find a leader for them, a mentor for them. Be proactive. Take the bull by the horns. If you want to order a copy of Dr. Jim Burns' book, 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family, you can do so at homeward.com. And when you do, a portion of the proceeds goes to supporting our ministry. It's tax deductible to you and extremely beneficial to us. All of Jim's books are available for purchase at homeward.com, and you can make that tax deductible donation that way. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.